Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, January 15th, and coming up in today's episode. Rahul Gandhi attacks BJP RSS, claims Mohan Bhagwat would be arrested in any other country. Meta apologizes for Mark Zuckerberg's remarks on Indian elections. Supreme Court irked by government response in pharma agitation case, and have Israel and Hamas accepted a ceasefire deal. First up, Rahul Gandhi believes he's not just fighting the BJP RSS system, but the entire state of India. Addressing a gathering at the inauguration of Congress's new headquarters in Delhi, Mr. Gandhi slammed the BJP and its ideological parent, RSS. Quote, "Our ideology, like the RSS ideology, is thousands of years old, and it has been fighting the RSS ideology for thousands of years. Do not think we are fighting a fair fight. There is no fairness in this. If you believe that we are fighting a political organization called BJP or RSS, you have not understood what is going on. The BJP and RSS have captured every single institution of our country. We are now fighting the BJP, the RSS, and the Indian state itself," unquote. Mr. Gandhi also launched a scathing, no-holds-barred attack on RSS chief Mohan Bhagwat for his remark that India got true independence after the Ram Temple in Ayodhya was consecrated. He said the RSS chief's comment amounted to treason and that he would be arrested and tried if he was in any other country. He said, and I quote, "Mohan Bhagwat has the audacity to inform the nation every 2 or 3 days what he thinks about the independence movement, what he thinks about the constitution. What he has said is treason because it is stating that the constitution is invalid. It is stating that everything to fight against the British was invalid, and he has the audacity to say this publicly," unquote. He added that to say that India did not get independence in 1947 is an insult to every Indian, and it's about time that we stop listening to this nonsense that these people think they can just keep parroting out and shouting and screaming, the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha said. His remarks drew a sharp response from BJP chief JP Nadda. He said, and I quote, "He didn't know more. Congress's ugly truth now stands exposed by their own leader. I compliment Mr. Rahul Gandhi for saying clearly what the nation knows, that he's fighting the Indian state," JP Nadda said in a post on X, adding that it is not a secret that Mr. Gandhi and his ecosystem have close links up with urban naxals and deep state who want to defame, demean and discredit India. His repeated actions have also strengthened this belief. Everything he has done or said has been in the direction of breaking India and dividing our society. Apart from Mr. Nadda, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that leader of the opposition who took the oath on the constitution is saying he's fighting the state of India and condemned his remarks. A day after Indian lawmakers alluded to Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg being summoned for a panel probe, Meta has issued a defensive apology. The controversy is related to Mark Zuckerberg's comments on the Indian election, claiming the incumbent government lost badly. BJP MPs and ministers raised this issue and demanded an apology. Responding to Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav's post fact-checking Zuckerberg's remark on 2024 elections across the globe, Meta India's Vice President of Public Policy, Shivnath Thukral, said, and I quote, "Dear Honourable Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mark's observation that many incumbent parties were not re-elected in 2024 elections holds true for several countries but not India. We would like to apologize for this inadvertent error. India remains an incredibly important country for Meta and we look forward to being at the heart of its innovative future," unquote. The apology comes a day after BJP MP Nishikant Dubey, who heads the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Communication and Information Technology, said Meta would be summoned on grounds of spreading misinformation for Zuckerberg's remark. Quote, "Misinformation on a democratic country maligns its image. The organization would have to apologize to the parliament and people here for the mistake," unquote, Mr. Dubey said in a post on X. In a podcast on January 10th with Joe Rogan, the 40-year-old Facebook co-founder said the COVID pandemic had led to an erosion of trust in incumbent governments the world over. He incorrectly cited India's example in this connection. Quote, 2024 was a big election year around the world, and all these countries, India, had elections. The incumbents basically lost every single one. there is some sort of global phenomena, whether it is because of inflation or economic policies to deal with COVID, or just how the government dealt with COVID. It seems to have had its effect that is global, unquote. Soon after, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw fact-checked the remark and said the people of India had reaffirmed their trust in the NDA led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and elected him for a third time. The Punjab government's submission on former leader Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal's health condition has irked the Supreme Court today, which asked how his health parameters could be improving after 49 days of fasting. The Supreme Court has also asked the centre to clear its stand in 2 weeks on a petition seeking a legal guarantee for MSP. The 70-year-old farmer leader is on a hunger strike to press for several demands of farmer organisations, including a legal guarantee for a minimum support price for crops. A legal guarantee demand for minimum support price was one of the key driving factors behind the 2021 farmers' protest that lasted over 6 months. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for Punjab government, told the top court today that there is a medical facility just 10 metres from the protest site and added that Mr. Dhaliwal's condition is improving. This drew a sharp response from the bench of Justice Suryakant and Justice N. Koteshwar Singh. Justice Kant asked how the farmer leader's vitals could be improving after a 49-day-long fast. Quote, what are the latest parameters? Last time, some officers filed an affidavit stating his condition is deteriorating. Now you are saying that his parameters are improving. How can it happen? Unquote. They also added, on one hand, you are saying your doctors are there 24/7 and your medical team is there. So how are the parameters improving? The person to whom we are saying that he appears to have been placed there, as some people are putting peer pressure on him, he will not dispute his vitals. 49 days and his parameters are improving. Mr. Sibal quickly corrected himself and said Mr. Dhaliwal's parameters are stable. He clarified that the statement was based on a report of a medical board set up to monitor the farmer leader's condition. The court was hearing a contempt petition against Punjab officials for not shifting Mr. Dhaliwal to the hospital. After the state submission, the court had asked Punjab's chief secretary to hand over the farmer leader's medical reports to the registrar, who shall get a medical opinion from the AIIMS director. Earlier, Punjab officials told the court that farmers are resisting any attempts to shift Mr. Dhaliwal to a hospital and use force could lead to collateral damage. Hamas, representing Palestine, has accepted a draft agreement of ceasefire in the ongoing Israel-Gaza war and accepted to a release of hostage. Two officials involved in the talks have told Associated Press. Meanwhile, American broadcaster CBS reported that both Hamas and Israel have accepted the draft in principle, citing Arab, US and Israeli officials as source. According to the channel, if both sides agree to microterms and then it gets approval from the Israeli government, the hostage deal could begin and as early as this weekend. However, even as talks show a positive progression, Al Jazeera reports Israeli forces have stepped up attacks on Gaza, bombing a school-turned shelter and several homes across the strip and killing at least 62 people over the latest 24-hour reporting period. Their ground reporter from Gaza wrote, quote, Israel is concentrating on targeting heavily built-up residential neighborhoods and civilian gatherings. That's what we have seen in northern Gaza, where a school sheltering hundreds of Palestinian displaced families has been targeted without any warning, unquote. The decades-long conflict in the region was escalated to a new level after Israel retaliated with all their military might in response to a Hamas attack in 2023. Israel lost 1,200 of its people on October 7th attack. In turn, its actions in Palestine has killed over 40,000 people, mostly women and children, and civilians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. A Lancet report recently stated that the Gaza Health Ministry numbers are actually 40% lower than the actual figures. Coming back to the deal, it is being reported that negotiators are close to hammering out the key details after marathon talks in Qatar. According to United States and Qatar mediators, Israel and Hamas are at the closest point to signing the agreement and ending the 15-month-long prolonged armed conflict. Quoting an Israeli official, the report said progress has been made but the details of the deal are being finalized. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar have been involved in finalizing a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas since last year and securing the release of hostages captured during Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. Negotiators met in Qatar on Tuesday, hoping to hammer out final details. Qatar Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid Al Ansari earlier told a news conference that both sides were presented with a text and talks on the latest details were underway. Earlier on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also said the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas was right on the brink. As per an earlier report, under the current deal, Hamas would return 33 Israeli hostages in the final week of the Biden administration before next Monday. Israeli government believes that Hamas has and its allies still hold 94 hostages taken from Israel during the attack and that 34 of them are dead. In the first stage, proceeds as planned. On the 16th day of the deal taking effect, negotiations would start on the second stage, during which remaining living hostages would be released and the bodies of the dead hostages returned. Under the deal, troop withdrawal from Israel will be phased, with Israeli forces remaining in the border perimeter to defend Israeli border towns and villages. In addition, there would be security arrangement at Philadelphia Corridor, along the southern edge of Gaza, with Israel withdrawing from parts of it after the first few days of the deal. Notably, Hamas has long demanded absolute withdrawal of Israeli troops from all the borders, failing which they would have refused to sign a ceasefire deal. However, as negotiators claim this time, both the nations are close to signing a deal finally. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.